Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
We're doing top 10 things we won't miss about 2020. What have we got so far?
The start of the COVID-19 pandemic, murder hornets, the 2020 presidential election, football, there you go. Tiger King, and mask knee. We have five more to go.
Wait.
What's your problem?
The bubble alarm.
Whoop. All right. Right. We don't do it anymore. Thank you.
I still got it. I'm ready.
We have some lines open here if you want to call in, or you could text Ashley. The phone line, 1-877-764-2535, or text 203-882-9757. Ray in West Haven.
Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Morning.
Yeah. Hey, so I want to go to a concert or a sporting event, by all means.
Yeah, all under the start of the COVID-19 umbrella. We can't go anywhere. We can't do anything. We can't see anybody. No concerts, no bars, no restaurant. Well, restaurants just came back, but.
Well, that's
not
huge,
the top
man.
10.
Here we go. He's on the ropes.
Yep. Now, what you did, I already flubbled once.
No, I know.
Yeah, I got my thing. Now it's your turn.
Good job, AJ.
Now it's your turn.
All right, go with these guys. I'll talk to you.
You too, and thank you.
I think there was another one right there. I remember. I got my thing. Love you.
That was her. I didn't say it. She said that.
Right. Okay, Mike in New Haven.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning to you.
How about Dr. Fauci? He was just a weird jab.
Dr. Fauci's not in the top 10.
That'd be part of
the COVID-19 umbrella, but not as a standalone person, because I'm too short.
AJ, I like that you put all the COVID into one, because if not, it would be the whole list.
Exactly right. Yeah. It has to be one umbrella. There's only like one or two things because of COVID-19 that are in this list, but they're not, you know, it's not in the umbrella. Need more coffee.
There's another one right there. All right. Ed in Rocky Hill.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Hey.
It was.
I don't want to take it the wrong way, but how about the Black Lives Matter movement?
Not in the top 10.
No, riots and protests.
No riots and protests. Nope.
All right.
Practice they all mysteriously stopped all of a sudden.
All right. So we have one. I didn't realize I missed you so much.
Thank you. I make life fun.
Yes, you do.
I have some ginger ale now.
We talked before we went on. I've been getting up every hour. I had no sleep. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great.
It's true. I saw every hour since 10 o'clock. It was like a friggin' countdown clock to sleep. I didn't fall asleep until like 1:30. Good time to get up at 2. I'm still on, you know, vacation clock.
Friday's montage is going to be an hour of Monday.
So you guys doing good?
Good, yeah.
Okay, cool. You have five more to go, by the way.
I'm good.
You have five more to go, by the way.
I'm sweating.
I'm going to ask you. Yeah, some ginger ale. What's like tinkle? Oh.
Did we get to your text?
No.
All right.
Jackie from Naugatuck is guessing toilet paper.
At number two, toilet paper hoarding.
That be COVID?
No, because what happened was it was hoarding going on. There was no real reason to be hoarding it because it was around. Okay. But we have two women. Who are fighting and the store manager breaking up the fight.
I just want one pack. No, not one pack.
What's the limit? As a
minute. Guys, I need everyone to back off right now. No.
You have four more to go.
Edward and Branford.
How about being out of work?
Being out of work, not in the top 10.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Part of COVID.
Right.
But, yeah, that's a tough one.
The umbrella.
Michael in Bristol.
Happy New Year, guys.
Merry New Year!
Police brutality.
Not in the top 10, but thank you.
Nah, that was a big deal.
It was.
Yeah. Cody.
Good morning.
Morning, Cody.
How are we doing? Good. So my guest is Celebrity Pity Party.
Celebrity Pity Party, not in the top 10.
All right, give us an example. You talking about Ellen DeGeneres? What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, Ellen or any of the celebrities that were, like, sitting in their palatial mansions.
Right, I'm stuck
thinking
in this
they
house.
Had it just yeah, as hard as the rest of us.
We have two celebrities that were in the news over the 2020 year that we could do without.
Okay. All right, we're good.
There are a couple.
Nothing coming to mind here.
They're going to be filthy rich now, too. They were rich already, but they're going to be filthy rich now because they're...
Jeff Bezos?
No. Think on the other side of the pond.
The Queen?
No, not the Queen. She's a couple? What, both of her boobs are going to go separate ways? What? Well, there is... There's this one,
Oh, what? Divorce? Oh,
Markle.
Harry and Meghan, yeah, they left royalty at number five in January 2020. They stepped down from their duties as senior royals. It was pretty shocking to the world. You have seven. Three more to go.
Steve and Naugatuck?
About Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers. Not in the top ten.
Dang. All right. Dang. Have a good day, guys.
Three left to go. Things we won't miss about 2020.
Jose from Shelton.
Yeah, go ahead. Presidential elections.
Yep, got it. Number six.
Number six?
Yep, number six.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You do.
All right, we are out of time.
Your top 10 things won't miss about 2020. Number 10 is mask knee. Number 9 is distance learning. Number 8 is Zoom fatigue. Number 7 is Tiger King. The 2020 presidential election at number 6. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle leave royalty at number 5. The West Coast fires at number 4. Murder horrors, number 3. Toilet paper hoarding, number 2. Number 1, the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're all happy it's 2021 because we can move on, hopefully, from this COVID thing. But we really can't until we're all vaccinated and whatnot. Let's find out some stuff on the vaccination. Dr. Ron Clark, Associate Chief of Emergency Medicine, the Hospital of Central Connecticut, New Britain General Campus, on the phone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Merry New Year.
Have you been vaccinated?
I have. I'm going to get my second vaccine next week.
Wow.
Nice. Did you experience any side effects?
You know, it wasn't that bad. The shot itself wasn't bad at all. My right shoulder was a little sore the next day,
which is normal.
Yeah, right. Which is normal. But it really wasn't that bad. It started hurting a little bit more, but honestly, I had to put somebody's dislocated hip back in. So I don't know if it was because I was pulling on her hip or if it was from the vaccine. But it really wasn't that bad.
Now this hip that you put back in, this was not like in your garage or something. This was in the hospital.
This is in the hospital. Yeah, I have a lady with a dislocated. Actually, wasn't my patient. One of my partner's patients, and the lady was larger and needed a little more muscle to be in there to get it back in. But
a little more oomph.
Yeah, right. She had a hip replacement there that dislocated, so you have to put a lot of force on it to get it back in.
And you could do that by hand?
By hand, yep. You sedate her with something called propofol. We put her to sleep for a few minutes and put it back in. It's very satisfying. Dislocations are actually my favorite thing in the emergency room because they're satisfying when they go back in, put back in a shoulder or a hip or a finger or whatever it happens to be. It's actually my favorite thing to do.
And propofol is awesome. That's good stuff.
Propofol will knock you out. I had a...
That's Michael Jackson.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I had a student with a dislocated shoulder that, propofol is one of these things they call a milk of amnesia because it's white. And basically, if I gave it to you, you wouldn't really remember anything. And so I gave it to a guy with a dislocated shoulder, and he was screaming at me to get his shoulder back in. We pushed the medication. I put his shoulder back in because he was sound asleep, and he woke up, and he was still screaming at me to put his shoulder back in. I said, sir, it's back in. And he goes, oh, my God. You completely lose time.
It's dislocated. It's right there.
It's right there, and now it's back in.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, thanks, doc. And, like, you know, it's one of those great medications that, you know, works very well.
Jeez. So your soreness from this COVID shot could have been from that.
From that, it really started hurting me afterwards. Like about an hour after I put the hip back in, my arm was really killing me for like a day. I got home, I told my wife, I said, I'm not sure if it's the vaccine or from the, or from really, I had to really pull on this hip to get it back in. And you got to get the right angle to get it back in at. And again, she was in the 450 pound range, so it's not an easy thing sometimes.
So maybe a little bit more soreness than a typical flu shot.
Yep, a little bit more, but it really was not bad. I'm happy to get vaccinated. I happen to get the Pfizer one. There's the Pfizer and there's the Moderna, but the Pfizer one was the one that was available to me. So in general, you get a second vaccine 21 to 28 days later. Hartford HealthCare has it set up actually pretty well. So like they're trying to vaccinate as many people as they can, and you know other people, and basically we'll just do waves of people as the vaccine becomes available. And I'm very hopeful that things are going to be better, because I got to tell you, you guys were telling me last time, Chaz, that, you know, I was feeling better. Now I'm not feeling so good being in the ER right now.
Right.
I mean, there's definitely an uptick. You know, there's about 190,000 cases in Connecticut right now.
I'm going to ask you about that in a second, but I wanted to talk to you. Dr. Ron Clark is on. Are there common side effects? In other words, when you get the vaccine, do they hand you a piece of paper and say, this is going to be typical? Or if you have these, let us know. What's the deal on that?
So the COVID vaccine side effects are a bunch of different things. You're going to have body aches. Some people get some fever. Some people may get some nausea with it. But they're generally mild. And, again, it shouldn't dissuade people from getting the vaccine. The benefit is much greater than the risk from the side effects.
Yeah, there seems to be a high percentage of frontline workers, medical folks, who don't want it. What do you say to them?
Yeah, I would say the smart thing is to get it. You know, some people just don't like vaccines. The issue is this is our best hope to eradicate the virus, and it's the best protection for me, for my family. The way I look at it is every day I go to work for the last, you know, eight, 9 months, that, you know, I could potentially bring something home to my family. And if there's something I can do to mitigate that risk and make it a little bit less, then I'm going to do that, and that's the right thing to do. You know, some people are worried that it came out fast, like the vaccine was quickly approved, and that's true. But again, what are you going to do? You're going to wait for everyone to get COVID? And again, there's people who get really sick from it. And you know, as I told you guys in the past, that you know, people who are healthy don't really need to worry about it. But even then, there are some that are going to get sick. And you know, we're back to getting a uptick right now where, you know, I think that the benefit of getting the vaccine for everyone is greater than the risk. And then you have herd immunity where everybody's vaccinated, so then you don't have to worry about it.
Once we get to, once you're vaccinated, can you still get coronavirus?
So the issue is going to be, how long does the vaccine work for? Like, how long does it stimulate an immune response? In theory, if you're vaccinated to a disease and you stimulate an immune response and your body makes antibodies that can potentially fight the virus if you get exposed to it, those people don't know how long it's going to last for. So we're really not sure right now.
So this could be an annual event, like the flu shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And the second shot has to be the same, like same manufacturer, right? It can't be Pfizer first shot, Moderna the second shot.
Yeah, you want to stay with the same manufacturer. If you got one shot, then you want to get the second one from the same. And you actually get a card when you get vaccinated that has the lot number of the vaccine, which vaccine you got, so you know, just for your own records. And then the hospital system.
But that's also good to trace if there's a problem later.
Correct. Right? Correct. And that's going to be the other side of it, is that there may be some side effects. And again, with all medications, some people are going to get either allergic reaction, adverse effect. I've had one person who had allergic reaction from it at my hospital that I actually took care of.
But when you think about how many shots have been given around the world and you only hear about four cases.
I mean, yeah, it's really going to be, pretty low. And you know, the vaccine, it may be the preservative in the vaccine, it may be something else associated, but you know, the risk is very low. And again, the benefit of getting vaccinated for everyone is the important thing. Because again,
if you already had the coronavirus, should you still get the vaccine?
Yes, because people think that the thinking at this time is that even if you've had it before, the vaccine stimulates a greater immune response. And again, you don't know when those antibodies are going to wear off.
You know, so
people
are
getting these antibody titers, and you don't know when they're going to wear off.
So you get the shot, you get the other shot,
you still might get coronavirus, but it'll be mild symptoms, just like a flu shot. You might still get the flu, but you're not going to be in the hospital.
Yeah, less severe.
Correct, because you're going to, again, vaccines work to stimulate your immune response, to stimulate antibodies that fight the virus. So if your body has more of these antibodies, think of it as like having an army of 10 people or an army of 10 million people to fight. And again, the vaccine's going to give you those 10 million people to fight against the virus. And again, you're going to be prepared if you see it. Now, if you never see it, then no harm done. But if you do see it, you're kind of stimulated and ready to go to fight to, so that it doesn't make you sick.
If the 10 are Chuck Norris, then of course, you know, it's different.
Exactly.
You know, it wasn't even worth the joke. It really wasn't. It really was not worth the joke.
No, it was a funny joke.
Yes. Yeah. I got it out properly. Yes, of course. And there is your flubble, Phil. Go for it.
That's the best one so
Thank
far.
Thank you so far. That was pretty good. Appreciate it.
When do you think we could stop wearing masks?
I'm thinking hopefully, I don't know, 6 to 8 months, something like that.
Wow.
You got to have everybody vaccinated, and you got to have, you know, right now in Connecticut, the positivity rate's around 7%, so 7% of the tests are positive as a few days ago. And again, there's lots of cases, 190,000 just in Connecticut, 6,099 deaths.
How long do you think before everyone has it?
I'm thinking it's going
to
be months.
So you're thinking 6 to 8 months?
Well, at least 6 months. I mean, it's going to take a concerted effort to get everybody vaccinated. Again, you got to make the vaccine. You got to find ways to give it. You know, the different pharmacies are trying to do it. The healthcare systems are trying to do it. I don't know what colleges will do, if they'll just do mass vaccinations for their college.
Their shot night, yes.
There's a lot of logistics involved. I do think that people are being careful, though. And again, all the things that we talked about before, to, you know, the things I've been saying, things like stay in your pod of people and washing your hands and wearing your masks and socially distancing, you know, not traveling if you don't need to, don't touch your face, those kinds of things. The people are listening to those. My issue as a healthcare provider is the fatigue of COVID, this COVID fatigue, that every day we got to do the same thing. And I personally have to make a concerted effort now. Like yesterday, I probably took care of 10 COVID patients just in one day. And remember, last time we were talking, there were like very few. It was just a little bit of an uptick. And the time before we were talking, everything was great. So, you know, I got to make a concerted effort, you know, put on the stuff, be safe, do the right thing every single time. And we have had, I've had people, you know, in my partnership where I work that have gotten it. So some of the doctors have gotten it. Some of the nurses have gotten it. My doctors gave it to his family. I mean, I don't want that. In the back of my mind, I'm trying to do everything I can to protect myself and my family. It just wears on you. And, you know, I'm still staying positive this time, Chaz. I'm not going to go down into the dark place I was with you a few times back. But I'm trying to mentally prepare, because I think it's going to be pretty rough for the next couple months.
Well, we're going to probably get another wave just coming out of the holidays, right?
Correct. That's what I'm worried about.
When you go, like, to a pharmacy or to a hospital to get your vaccination, do you have to pay for it, or how does that work?
You know, that is a great question. I'm honestly not sure. When I registered for my vaccine, they had me put my insurance information in there, but I honestly don't know the answer to that, because I'm not sure. My insurance, when I got my first one, I didn't get anything that my insurance got billed, so I think that at least in my healthcare system, the healthcare system is paying for it. But I did have to put my insurance stuff in to just schedule my appointment online. But I don't know, and I'm not sure the answer to that, honestly.
Dr. Ron Clark is on. I heard about another strain over the holiday break. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. They're gonna pick up various strains as things go on. You know,
Easier now that they know, like, the base product, right? The base of what this deal is.
Exactly. And this thing will mutate, and it's going to have other forms. And that's the difficulty in making a vaccine, is that you're trying to pick the best chance to get the most people protected. But again, the virus can mutate, and then, you know, potentially the vaccine wouldn't work as well. That's the one thing with viruses. They try to survive, and they can mutate to kind of fit their host.
Yes.
You know, but
cockroaches. Yeah.
Exactly. And again, I want everyone to get vaccinated. I want this to be over with.
Yeah, Amanda, Phil, your Amanda got vaccinated last week.
Yeah, she got the Moderna version. It's the first part, so she'll get her next one in, you know, like another 20 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Same thing. Little double shot. On the arm.
Yeah, that's it.
That was it.
So what about, because this is going to happen in my house today. Jennifer's getting vaccinated today. So you're going to have one person vaccinated, the other person not.
I think one's better than none.
Can I get it from her? Because, you know, it's like the flu shot.
As a carrier.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a carrier potentially. But, again, the fact that if she gets vaccinated within a short period of time, she's going to build up a lot of antibodies, and in theory she could be a carrier, but in theory she's not going to get really sick. She's probably not going to spread it to you at that point in time.
Should I stay away from her for a few days?
No, because that'd be boring, Chess.
Right. Says I can't take the garbage out. Not allowed to take the garbage out. It's your job now. You're vaccinated, not me.
And to dispel one myth, the vaccine does not give you coronavirus. Some people are worried that you're going to get vaccinated and you're going to get coronavirus from getting vaccinated. That does not happen. They don't. Okay. They're not giving you a live virus.
Okay. So that's all right. Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, Doc. Thanks for coming on, man. And thank you for everything that you and all the healthcare workers have been doing through all this.
Yes, thank you.
You're still at it.
Yes, you are.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Yeah. Dr. Ron Clark, Associate Chief of Emergency Medicine, the Hospital of Central Connecticut, New Britain General Campus, and also author of Surviving the Emergency Room, available at Amazon.com. Thank you, Doc. A weather girl in Iowa named Katie Nikolawa is going viral after she got on TikTok and told people not to eat icicles.
When icicles form, it's from water that melts off of your roof and runs down the side of a building. Well, here's the thing. You know what else is on your roof? Bird poop. A lot of it. And that water picks it up and freezes it in the ice. You're eating poop.
You're eating poop.
Right. You're eating poop. Poop.
You're eating poop. What's for dinner tonight?
You're eating poop.
All right, thank you. Tastes like it.
Hey, this tastes great. What is it?
You're eating poop.
Yeah, well, good tasting poop.
She started sounding a little newsy, and then at the end was just like, yeah, I'm going to abandon this now.
Exactly right.
You're eating poop.
Yeah.
You're eating poop.
Right.
I've had icicles before. She does make a good point.
Yep.
Never, ever thought about it.
Yep.
Me neither.
They call that rooftop stuffing.
Never attempted.
Right. Yeah. So I'm eating whatever's in the roof shingles.
Right.
Or the gutter. Yeah. Just all gutter. That.
Yep.
You're eating poop.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're eating poop.
Yep.
Never, ever considered it.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Is she a dumbass? Who's the dumbass here? The people going crazy on TikTok or her?
I'm guessing those eat the icicles.
I've never looked at an icicle and said to myself, that looks tasty.
Yeah, right,
but this morning before we went on the air, you said she's an idiot.
She's definitely an idiot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reporter?
She is, yes.
Why? And why?
Because it's like, you know, it's kind of a good secret to have.
Oh, well,
she didn't eat the poop.
You watch all your friends eating. You know, have an icicle, go ahead.
Yeah, if you're listening to AJ, he gets here before everyone. Chaz gets here hours later. He's the one who sends the text. By the way, everyone, the parking lot's not great. It's real icy. AJ's just like, yep, I'm going to watch out the window as everyone arrives.
Well, actually, AJ was eating the icicles.
Actually, I didn't notice the parking lot was wet. Yep, go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah, too late.
All right, as we take another step into the 20s, we'd like to flash back to some of the most fun live TV moments. This is a news anchor losing it over the name of a pig.
Now to the story of a pig that is inspiring others. One pot-bellied pig has certainly endured his share of problems. Chris P. Bacon was born without the use of his...
Oh my, it's a noise.
Oh man, he almost sounds like a pig.
Right? That's the science is kicking in.
Was born without the use of his.
So this pig doesn't have the use of its hind
leg. It has no back legs at all.
No.
Right as he's talking, he must be looking at the video feed because they have the thing on wheels.
Right.
And it turns around and his little tail's just going.
Right. And it's in a sausage roll. He never had legs.
Yeah, you'd never see the legs.
Yeah, because it didn't have any.
Also, as he's laughing over the name and then he sees the image, he realizes how bad it is to be laughing.
Crispy bacon.
He's trying to read this line. It all just came together at the worst time.
Who names a pig Crispy Bacon?
A genius.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
Was born without the use of his. My king. You have to read this story.
He's done.
He's squeaking.
He's cooked. I wish this happened more often.
It's a dog squeaking toy.
Oh, my God.
I'd watch the news.
Asthmatic?
He's still going.
Yeah.
Yep. It cuts off. I feel like there's like another minute and a half.
He's just crying,
trying to compose himself.
Right, ready for commercials.
His face and his hands and everything.
Not only is he an actor in Cobra Kai, but he's from Connecticut.
Hey.
What?
Hey,
what?
It's hey. Griffin Santopietro. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So he plays Daniel LaRusso's son, Anthony.
Ooh, Anthony.
Oh, Danny
just
had a kid.
Lost him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What? We lost him?
Griffin!
What happened?
Wax off. Hello.
Maybe somebody, some karate moves on him.
Wow, that's good.
Didn't train yet.
Yeah,
right. You can't see it on TV, but yeah.
Someone kicked the phone out of his hand.
What the?
Right. He didn't know how to block it.
His dad just did the, what was that called, the crow or whatever?
Right.
Grasshopper.
No.
The flying crane.
The flying crane. Hey, sorry about that, Griffin.
Whoops.
Yeah.
We lost you.
That's what button does.
So we just want, you know, I got through season 3. I think he had one line the whole season.
It's a good line, though.
Yeah, probably.
You brought it, though. You definitely brought it.
Yeah, I was disappointed with that. I want to see more Anthony.
I'm actually currently watching it. I'm almost done with it.
Oh.
Season 3,
I don't want to ruin it for you.
Yeah, don't tell me anything.
Do you know everything that happens before you watch it, or you don't know how they're going to edit it, right?
Yeah, no. I think since I was only there for that episode, all I knew was what was happening in that episode. So I still get to be surprised by everything else.
Oh, wow. That's kind of fun. Yeah.
Where are you now in season 3?
I am on episode 6 or 7, I think. So I'm almost done.
Wow. I won't tell you everybody dies then.
Right. Don't tell them that. Right.
Well, you must know something, right? Because you're in season 4. I know you can't talk about it, but so do you know anything that happens in season 4?
I want to be careful with everything I say. So right. I.
He knows he's in it.
Good choice.
Like, you know what? I see a paycheck.
Well, let's see. We know there's a season 4, and we know that Anthony is in it.
Yeah, that's all you can know, though. That's it.
Every time Anthony's on the screen, I feel like he's eating something.
Do you know at this point the extent of how much we will see you? Not a storyline, but are you in it more than the one sentence in one episode?
You have two lines this time.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Wow. I don't know.
Yeah, I got you.
He's good.
I'm so worried.
Oh, my God, he's got the lead.
You know what, Ben?
I'll start a rumor right now, man.
Johnny's dead and Griffin takes over the dojo.
Oh, my God, it's all about him.
Yeah. You have no, your character has no interest in karate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, none at all.
You want homemade waffles from Dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Butter on, butter off.
Yeah. That's the only thing in season 3 he asked for. He says, Dad, can you make those waffles? Not the frozen kind.
Yeah.
The homemade.
Kind you make.
I want the Belgian ones.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
He got the Kit Kats back from Japan, too.
Right.
Right.
Right, but they call them Kit Kats over there. That. Yes.
Right. Now, do you know, like, did you know that you only had one line, or did you film more lines, and then those scenes just didn't make it?
I think there's one scene that was supposed to be in episode 1, I think, with the family that didn't make it in.
Right. So these waffles taste like crap.
Damn it.
I don't want frozen waffles ever again.
These waffles taste like crap.
Dad, what are you doing?
Griffin, who plays Anthony in Cobra Kai on the show now, he's from Connecticut, so we're excited about that. When you watch season three, or when you let me ask you this way: when you get the script for season three, is it like getting the yearbook? You're flipping through, looking for your picture.
Are you get a script like, where's my part?
Analogy. Right,
right. I'm page 38. I haven't seen my part yet.
Your fingers over it.
Yeah.
Oops.
Is that how you find out the extent of your role, or does your agent tell you you have?
Usually they just like contact my agent, you know, say that like he's scripted for like these episodes, you know, it might be like 1 in 5 or whatever.
Gotcha.
But that's usually pretty early on before filming even starts. So, you know, it can fluctuate before then.
Now, do you know the number of episodes you're in for season 4? You don't have to tell us, but
just,
do you wink. Do you know?
Just nod.
Yeah.
You make a lousy spy, man.
No, you can tell him a secret, and he'll never tell.
He's doing very good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So to prepare for the, so when you got the call from your agent, and they're like, "Hey, they're doing a Karate Kid thing, and you know, you might be good for it." What did you know about the Karate Kid?
At the time I had seen the first one and the second one because my grandpa used to watch like older movies with me when I was little, so I had seen both those movies before.
Oh, that's cool.
Getting the audition.
And did you like them?
Oh yeah. I definitely, out of all the like 80s movies he made me watch, it was definitely my favorite.
Neat. And then so now you're on the set, and at the how old are you now? You're 14? You're 14?
I'm going to be 15 tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Have some waffles.
Did you get ripped off as you were growing up? Like, your gift is, this is for Christmas and your birthday?
Oh, that sucks.
Usually I just get, like, if it's like a grandparent or something that's just giving me money, they might give me like a few extra like gift cards or something just for my birthday on Christmas.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah, it puts in your pocket.
It's like, exactly right.
So right. Phil and I are January 7th,
yep.
So Thursday. So I'd get like a bicycle for Christmas, and they would say, "This is for for Christmas and your birthday."
You got a bicycle?
Yeah. Wait, no.
Yeah,
no.
Cheating.
You get the helmet on January 7th.
I got a wooden duck.
Yeah. So when you started filming this, how old were you? Or when you got the phone call, you must have been, what, 10? 11?
Yeah, 11, 12, maybe.
Wow.
I think so.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you get a call. Do you have to try out? What was that like? Are there a million people there?
Actually, this one, the audition was in L.A., and I was in, I was in Connecticut, so I went to New York to film it. And so I wasn't actually like in the room with a bunch of kids. I just filmed it with in a studio. But I thought that was pretty cool. I just thought, you know, it was a cool concept.
Says here, must like waffles.
Must like food, especially waffles.
Burning passion for waffles. Syrup
extra. You say waffles. Yeah, put some energy on it.
Right.
Right.
Make me feel the waffle. What kind of waffle?
Do you know what line or what was the scene that you filmed in New York? Do you remember? And what were the lines?
I think it was it must have been in season one, it was something about a English muffin, I think.
Ooh.
And they switched it to waffles.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was like just upset about having an English muffin, I think.
Yeah, nooks and crannies never work. Yep.
Ah, so then they did waffles.
Yep.
And what were the, do you remember, like, did they give you instructions? Like, no, it's English muffin. We want you to say it this certain way.
since it was on tape, it was just an acting coach there filming it. So, and then once I sent it in, I didn't have, like, a callback or anything. I just got the part.
Right.
Oh, nice.
That's great.
I didn't get feedback at the time, but, you know, obviously once I'm, like, actually doing it on set, they obviously give me feedback.
And now when you sign up for something like that, do you sign up for one or two or three seasons at a time? How do they do that? They don't want to pay you a bunch of money to be in season two if it becomes a success, right?
Right.
No, actually, I think with this one, if I remember correctly, it was just season by season because I don't think they knew how much. I didn't think they knew what the reception was going to be.
Man, no one saw this coming.
They
right?
paid him waffles.
Everyone's surprised. On
everybody
this, right?
loves Cobra Kai. Right.
I mean, I'm sure you guys knew that you had something special, but you never know how people are going to react. Wow, what a reaction.
Or immediately. It didn't even happen right away, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because it was on like a different streaming service before it was even on Netflix.
Now it waffles.
Yeah. And so what's it like hanging out on the set with these actors, Ralph Macchio and all these other veterans from the Karate Kid movies?
It's really, really cool, I think, because especially since they're all just, like, super, super nice, you know? It's a good community to be around, and I guess really comfortable environment is a good word to describe it.
That's good. Yeah, and did Ralph tell you any stories about the filming of Karate Kid that you can tell us?
Some more stories?
He told us a story, like, how they did the catching of the fly scene with the chopsticks.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think he's told on a couple interviews. But, like, they tried it, like, seven different ways to get it. And he told us about all of them. It was pretty fun.
You mean he didn't do it for real?
Right. That fly was an actor, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
He was saying the fly was an actor.
The fly was an actor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Convincing, very convincing.
That was a polite laugh. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. So, you know, today they would just do CGI. It wouldn't even be.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So you sure you don't want to tell us what your involvement in season four? You're going to get off the phone, Griffin. You're going to say, you know, I really should have told those guys.
Two waffles.
They seemed very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just going to play it safe.
Yeah. Right.
Good call.
He's going to plead the fifth.
That's a good call. And now are you filming anything else? Are you involved in other projects? Has this given you some heat? It has to be good, right, to say
I just wrapped a guest star on a show a few weeks back. I don't think I can say anything about it yet.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I'll probably be posting about it, like, once I can. But, yeah, I just wrapped something a few weeks ago.
Nice.
Can you believe this guy's 14?
Good for you, man.
That's incredible.
14.
Man,
I was doing nothing at 14.
Had a paper route.
AJ, what sucked. You were doing 14?
Paper route. It sucked.
Right.
Couldn't afford a bicycle. I had to carry everything on my back uphill in the snow.
Yeah, both ways.
It was summer,
right?
Yeah.
You know, when I saw this on, you know, and just heard about it, I thought, all right, well, it might be fun. I can't believe how much fun I'm having watching it. And
the
80s music, and it has the formula of an 80s movie with all of today's style of storytelling, and everybody could watch it. You could sit down with anyone in your family and they'll enjoy it, and you don't have to watch the Karate Kid movies to get what's happening.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
You'll pick
right,
it up
right,
immediately.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I hope we see you more in season four. Do you know when we heard from one of our nerds that
there's a couple
you guys start filming soon, is that right?
I know we are going to film eventually.
That's why you're good.
This guy's really
his
good.
Mouth is a steel trap.
Yeah. And I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Right. We don't want to blow your butter with commercial next.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Griffin, thank you for coming on. We're very proud to have someone from Connecticut in Cobra Kai.
Absolutely.
And we want to see you way more in season four. You know, maybe tell them, hey, you know what? I really do like karate.
Exactly right.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me no us.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Are you enrolled in any karate schools now?
No, I mean, I feel like every kid I did used to take karate for like a summer, but.
Oh, you have some experience.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember any of it. I was like 9 years old.
See, if you were enrolled in a karate school now, that would tell us a lot about season four.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. He's like, what I do?
I got really
You're a lot of fun. And, yeah, man. Man, you're going to be red hot. Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Griffin. Job well done.
Yes.
Nice job. All right, we'll talk to you soon. We'll be harassing you for season 4 plots.
He's like, thanks for the warning.
Do not pick up the phone. Santi Pietro.
Yeah.
14 years old.
Cool.
He was able to karate chop down all your probing questions season 4.
Welcome back, Bob Gruen.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for signing that book for us. And, you know, we made some good money on that for the toy drive.
Oh, good. My pleasure.
Yeah.
Glad it worked.
Yeah.
It did.
Book is Right Place, Right Time, The Life of a Rock and Roll Photographer. So it all started, what was it? It was in California, right, at the Fillmore?
In California? No. I'm a New Yorker. I started in New York. My mom taught me photography when I was very little.
Well, I'm thinking of the other guy. I get your photographers all mixed up.
There's no other guy. It's this guy.
Oh, it is last
year. No, you remember the other guy?
No.
Yeah, the guy who was in the guy who photographed Elton John.
Right. That guy.
That's the other guy. No, I know. I'm talking about Bob Gruen.
I met Elton when he first came here.
Okay. So that's you. That wasn't at the Fillmore.
Yep. He did the Elton with the Elton was feet in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're that guy.
That was at the Fillmore in New York.
Oh, okay.
When Elton first played in New York.
All right, well, I'm easily confused, so thanks for straightening it.
And my mind's developing right now, so we're good.
There were two venues called the Fillmore, one on the east, one on the west, and they're not, all there anymore.
No, but they're very different. But that's why I wrote the book, so you can get all the stories.
Exactly, right. Fill yourself in.
So you talked to us about the Elton John thing, which was great. And were you there at Madison Square Garden when Elton John brought John Lennon out?
Yes. I was actually there in the studio the previous June when Elton stopped by and helped record Whatever Gets You Through the Night with John. And Elton said to him then, would you come to sing with me at Madison Square Garden? And John was kind of kidding. And he said, well, if the song gets to number one, then I'll sing with you. And, of course, the song did get to be number one. And so he had to, uphold his promise. And it was quite exciting. Nobody expected John Lennon to be there. He hadn't been on stage in years. And he just came out by surprise, and the whole place went kind of nuts.
Yeah, so you're there when this happened, right? Whereabouts in the show was it that they brought John out?
I don't remember exactly. About 3/4 of the way through, probably near the end.
And are you backstage with John, hanging out with John?
I don't have a gold photo pass, and every time I get a pass, it's different, and it comes from a different person.
Right.
And in that particular case, May Pang had called me in the afternoon and told me that she and John had a ticket for me and that I should come to Madison Square Garden. And so literally I only had a ticket for that show and I had to kind of sneak my way down to the front. And a guard came by. I saw a friend of mine was in the front row there and I kind of jumped and said, "Here, share your seat with me." I remember this guy, Joe Pope. And I remember him saying, like, "Hey, big shot, where's your photo pass?" I said, "Well, I don't have one today."
Right, I'm a photographer.
I did get some really good shots when John came out. The place went crazy. Everybody jumped up. I got some really good shots of him with Elton.
Even though you just had a ticket, you were able to bring your camera in.
Oh, yeah. Madison Square Garden was always quite open about that. It's only, more recently, the last 20 years, photography's gotten really restrictive. In the old days, people were happy if you would take their picture.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Artist rendering, the whole nine yards, yeah.
There's when you go through Madison Square Garden, there's just picture after picture of all the most world-famous events that have happened there, from sports to boxing to rock shows.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of John Lennon on stage with Elton John. Did you take that picture?
No, there was actually a staff photographer that works for Madison Square Garden.
Damn it.
So the ones that get put up in the hallway there are their own staff photographers.
How many songs did John do on stage? I know of two.
Right.
I think it was just two, right? It was kind of quick.
It was I Saw Her Standing There.
Uh-huh.
Right? Which and is that a weird song for night. John to sing? John didn't sing the original, right? It was
right.
Paul McCartney.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they worried about those details. Everybody was just happy that he was there. And he was on stage. And he was looking good. And he was sober.
Yeah. Nuts.
And that song ended up being on the flip side of Philadelphia Freedom on the 45.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Little piece of trivia for you there.
Thank you, AJ.
No problem.
I don't know those kind of details.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool stuff.
Thank you.
Sex Pistols. What was that like, shooting them?
Chaos. Chaos for cash. it was actually fun. On the bus with the Sex Pistols going across the market, it was really quite calm. We were listening to reggae tapes that Don Letts had given us, and just kind of smoking a little. Maybe Sid was drinking peppermint schnapps, of all things. Most of us were just kind of sipping a beer. But then when the door would open at a venue and the kids, the fans and the press were out there, then the whole chaos would break out. And during the shows, the fans were throwing bottles and things. It was quite fun.
It was painful, actually.
They were throwing bottles at the band, right?
That's why I was saying I love them, yeah.
It's a weird way to show affection.
Well, the band was insulting the audience. You see, I mean, for me, rock and roll is all about the freedom to express your feelings very loudly in public. And they were certainly doing that. And the audience was expressing theirs back.
And so, so Sid would spit on people,
right?
The stage?
Yeah, well, not necessarily that way. Actually, the audience was doing more spitting towards the stage. They developed this thing in England called gobbing, where they thought they would be in touch with their heroes if they spit on them.
Oh.
And most of the bands I know thought it was really disgusting. I think Joe Strummer actually got hepatitis from somebody spitting on him.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Unfortunately, it only lasted a year or two, and then it kind of faded away because all the musicians hated it.
No more spitting. Disgusting. Thank you.
I found out
it was really horrible.
With a lot of comedians who on stage they have one energy and then there's another energy off stage. You know, the real person.
Yeah.
You know? Right. And did you find that with the Sex Pistols? It sounds like they were different off stage, listening to reggae, smoking weed.
Right, yeah. Collecting stamps.
Right.
Kind of. Yeah, on stage they were pretty aggressive and nasty, but backstage, I mean, they're basically a bunch of nice English guys. I remember the first time I walked in their loft and I think it was Paul Cook or Steve Jones turned to me and said, like, hey, man, you like a cup of tea?
Right. I'll just bake some brownies over here, some scones.
Right. You don't expect that, right? Cup of tea.
No, it was very, very normal.
Use your placemat. Use your coaster.
Pinky up.
Right. For God's sake, we're not animals.
Right. Wow. He's doing his stamp collection.
Exactly right, yeah. You'll notice this very rare stamp over here.
One's knitting.
Exactly right. Yeah. I'm reading.
Nowadays, probably true.
I'm reading world history.
Yeah, checking the Wall Street Journal stock prices.
Sculpting.
Did you ever get a chance? We're talking to rock photographer Bob Gruen. His book is Right Place, Right Time, The Life of a Rock and Roll Photographer. Great book, too.
Yeah.
It's pictures and stories.
Like pictures.
Have you ever had an opportunity to work with Queen?
With Queen, yes. When they first came here, they were opening for Mata Hoople. And I remember the record company flew me down to Memphis to take pictures of them there. And they were so unknown. I remember after the sound check, we walked out into the parking lot and all the kids were starting to come. And they had no idea who Queen was. I found a hedge. So it wouldn't look just like the dressing room. You know, we went outside and it looks like they were like in an English garden or something. They were actually very nice guys. I remember when they played Madison Square Garden, it was huge. I had a really good party. And who's the tennis player? Billie Jean King came to the party.
Oh, wow. Huh.
That's weird. Everybody was excited about that.
That tour with Mata Hoople came through Connecticut, and it was somewhere, I think, during that tour that Queen took off and started headlining.
Yeah.
All right? It wasn't too long after
that. Yeah, I think they were just being discovered, and their records were coming out. They were just being picked up in America.
Did you watch the Queen movie or the Elton John movie?
Yes, actually both of them. I thought they were pretty well done.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you, because you were there, so you're watching.
That never happened.
Well, it reminded me of the real people. It wasn't too far off. You know, a lot of times you see a movie and you see somebody you know being played by somebody else is always kind of funny. In the Elton John movie, what I liked was that in the scene where he's in a van with his earliest band, the guys who play the part of the early band were the members of the band The Stripes, the band from Ireland that I liked a lot that unfortunately broke up.
Huh.
But they're in that Elton movie, and it's a really good movie, I think, because it really shows his breakdown and his recovery. Like, they don't hide that, you know, they don't gloss over it.
There had to be a lot of times you're on these buses or with these bands, and something's happening, and you just think to yourself, man, if I could only take a picture of this.
I know.
Right?
Well, there are moments, yeah, when you have to put the camera down, you know, when things are a little too sensitive or something they don't want publicized. I was usually pretty good at that, about not embarrassing people.
So a cell phone's for now.
Yeah, it has to be a different game now. Cell phones and, yep. You know, photographers can sell pictures for the highest price. Were you offered money by some of these papers to get candid pictures of the rock stars?
Paparazzi.
Especially Kiss with no makeup on.
Right.
Well, there was that when Kiss first came out. There was a lot of controversy about, you know, trying to get pictures of them without makeup. But I was working for Kiss, and so the last thing I wanted to do was get in trouble and, you know, sell a picture one night and then never take pictures of them again. I worked for Kiss for several years.
Yeah.
And I took the picture where they're wearing suits and ties, the album cover Dressed to Kill.
Oh, Jesus, really?
I remember the one time they thought they had a picture of Peter Criss unmasked at a club. Ended up being the guy from the Babies. They're like, oh, Peter Criss unmasked. It's all over the place. Ended up being the guy from the Babies.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I remember the first time I worked with them, it was kind of surprising to me that they opened for Iggy Pop on their New Year's Eve in 1973, maybe, two. And 73. And after the show, I went back to the dressing room. Like, I always take pictures of the band with some celebrities, but Bill LaCoyne, the manager, stopped me. He says, no, we don't take any pictures after the show without makeup. There's no pictures of Kiss. And so from then on, whenever I worked with them, they would put on the makeup like 10 or 15 minutes before they went on stage. I would only have that 10 minutes while they had makeup to pretend that they had a life like that. We took pictures of them talking on the phone or, you know, walking down the hall or opening a door, anything that seemed normal.
Yeah.
As if they had spent the whole day in makeup. When you literally only had 10 or 15 minutes before they went on, they were actually in their makeup and looked like Kiss.
Yeah, and afterwards, Noxzema time. So.
Yeah, no, after the show, there was no... Kiss doesn't exist without the makeup.
Right, I got to take this off. I got to take this off. My eye's burning. It's so heavy. I'm going to sleep later.
That's wild. Bob, thanks for coming on again. We're going to have you back on. There's just too many stories to cover.
On Kiss alone.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. That's why I put them all in the book, right time, right place.
Get that book.
It's actually going into third... The book is actually going into third printing now. It's
really nice.
Popular. Well, if you love music, and by the way, if you came up short for Christmas, this is a good time to make good. Get this book.
Exactly. Say, right.
Here you go. I know you didn't like your gift.
I meant to give it to you.
There you go. Right place, right time. The life of a rock and roll photographer. Bob Gruen, thank you, sir.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.